I'm Jamin Anderson, and I'm in the studio today talking with Madison Shumway. Madison is the Director of Marketing and Recruiting at the College of Arts and Letters. Welcome, Madison.
Thank you.
And we are talking today about an event that's going on later this month on the 31st, New Year's Eve, at the Stevens Performing Arts Center, the New Year's Eve Gala for the College of Arts and Letters. Talk to us a little bit about the history of this event.
This year's gala will be our 7th annual gala. In the first 6 years, we've raised over $323,000 for student scholarships. The point of the gala is to fundraise for scholarships in the arts, the performing arts, as well as the humanities. We've given scholarships to over 200 students, as well as planned a really fun, extravagant event for New Year's Eve.
Okay. Well, help us set the stage. Help us imagine the setting for this gala. How many folks typically attend?
We usually have about 200 guests, and we're all down in the rotunda of the Stevens Performing Arts Center. It's a beautiful venue.
Before we talk about some of the cool events that you have planned for that evening, I want to talk about a dress code that I saw here that looked like it was fun. Formal or 1940s glam? So 1940s attire. So I'm imagining post-World War II military-inspired aviator glasses, bomber jackets, double-breasted suits, chinos. What should a woman wear? I'm not sure that I'm that versed on women's fashion in the 1940s.
I don't think many people are because it's not the most iconic since it was wartime. I think the looks were a little simpler.
Sure.
But evening wear-wise, I'll be wearing a really kind of simple cut gown. And I think that was really common for the time, kind of the satins and simple bodices, not a lot of beading. Also lots of interesting details like capes and peplums and tartans.
Okay.
We're kind of going with a bit of a old-timey murder mystery theme.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to dress 1940s, but if you'd like to, you have the opportunity to go check out the vintage stores and don a vintage gown or 1940s-esque suit.
Sure. That's a good segue into the conversation about the gala theme, which is mystery, moonlight, and murder. And there is an interactive murder mystery. Talk about that, please.
We have a really great murder mystery company coming in for the night, and they're really good at what they do. They regularly put on these murder mystery parties, which is basically a game of interactive in-person Clue with actors who are dressed up in character, and they have different roles, and you have to piece together the clues that they give you and try and figure out who committed this murder.
That sounds exciting. Have you seen the new movie Knives Out?
I have been really wanting to see it. So if you're a Knives Out fan, I think that you'd really like
right.
this gala.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the evening. Starting at 7 o'clock, there'll be a social hour with drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and then a seated dinner as well. So that's all in the rotunda. And of course, after dinner is when the murder mystery entertainment starts. That sounds like a lot of fun. And it's followed up by live music and dancing, you know, drinks and a dessert bar, and of course, a countdown to New Year. But there are some groups performing at this event. Can you talk about those groups, please?
In addition to the murder mystery company doing our murder mystery party, we also have ISU students who will be helping out with that performance. And then we have several ISU music groups who will be offering our live music for the evening. We'll have a few little jazz trios and groups. And then during the dancing portion of the evening, we have a really fun selection of students who will be singing 1940s hits.
For more information about this event, visit isu.edu/CALGALA. And to get tickets, you can get them online, but you could also get them in person. And faculty and staff also receive a discounted price for their tickets. Contact Natalie Hardy. That's 208-282-3207. And in the business building, room 248. I'm Jamin Anderson for KISU, and I've been speaking with Madison Shumway, who is the Director of Marketing and Recruiting at the College of Arts and Letters. Thank you so much for coming in, Madison.
Thank you, and I hope you all turn out.